This call is being recorded.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. I'm going to ask my wife to open us up in prayer, and we're going to get right into the Word of God.
Good morning, everybody. Hallelujah, Father. We just bless you. We honor you. We praise you. We glorify your name, O God, this morning. Hallelujah, Lord God. Robo sendere corera baha. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for life. We thank you, Lord God. We put on our full armor today that we're able to quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Our minds, Lord God, are being renewed this morning, Lord God, through your word. And so we thank you for being Jehovah Mekadesh, our sanctifier. You said you sanctify us by your word. So we just thank you, Lord God, this morning. We pray, Lord God, for your anointing. We pray, Lord God, for your direction and instruction. We thank you, Lord God. And we just pray, Lord God, for each and every person, Lord God, on this call. We pray, Lord God, that they will receive, Lord God, from your spirit. And so we just bless you. And good morning, Holy Spirit. We just acknowledge you, and we just thank you for this time in around your word. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, people of God. Again, make sure you have your Bible, notepad. I'm going to take my time, and I want you to really hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Again, people of God, listen, we have been teaching in a series. This is our third week of a teaching series entitled Intercession, the Gift from the Church. I need you to say that with me. Everyone, declare this with me. Intercession, the gift from the church.
Intercession, the gift from
the church. Amen. Your intercession is a gift to those. Amen. And so listen, we've been dealing with, through this series, different areas of intercession. The last week we dealt with persecution. What does this look like? Amen. And so this week, if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. We are dealing with breakthrough, breaking through for the purpose of breakthrough. I'm gonna let that get in your spirit. I'm gonna let you write it down. Say it again. Breaking through for the purpose of breakthrough. Everybody say that with me. Breaking through.
Breaking through.
For the purpose of breakthrough.
For the purpose of breakthrough.
Now, why is that very important? Because there are barriers, there are obstacles, there are impediments that the enemy has constructed. And your life, your as a believer, is to break through that, because on the other side of that barrier, that obstacle, that impenetrable thing that's in your way is your breakthrough. God has victory on the other side. Amen. And we're going to look at some scriptures real quickly that I believe that are very significant. And so listen, the first scripture I want to give you, just these scriptures, these ain't what I'm teaching on, but we're going to get to that. The first scripture is Isaiah chapter 28, verse 21. Brother Ronnie, can you read these scriptures for me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 28, 21.
Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 21.
Yeah.
The word of God reads, it says, "For the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim, he shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act."
Read that one
now
more
there,
time.
Okay.
No,
it says,
first,
"For the Lord, for the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim."
Uh-huh.
"He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act."
Amen. One of the translations says extraordinary work. Amen. Now, I want you to go quickly to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 20. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 20. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 20. Hallelujah. Brother Ronnie.
Hallelujah. And David came to Baal, Perazim, and David smote them there and said, this is what he said, the Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me as the breath of waters. Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim.
Read it one more time. I need y'all to see what the Holy Spirit is communicating this morning.
And David came to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there and said, the Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me as the breach of waters. Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim.
Amen. So listen, I'm going to read in the King James Version. It says, so David came to Baal Perazim and defeated them there. And he said, the Lord has broken through my enemy before me like the breakthrough of many waters. Therefore, he named the place Baal Perazim. The name Baal Perazim means Lord of the breakthrough. Did y'all hear what I said? It means Lord of the breakthrough. Amen. One more scripture. Micah, for those who've been reading your Bible, if you know where that's at, Micah chapter 2 and verse 13.
Chapter what?
2 and verse 13. Micah, Old Testament, chapter 2 and verse 13. Micah chapter 2 and verse 13.
Yeah, I got it, David.
All right, go ahead. You can read it, brother.
I'm reading from the New Living Translation.
Okay.
It says, your leader will break out and lead you out of exile, out through the gates of the enemy city, back to your
homeland. Oh, read that again. Oh, my God. Come on. Oh, that's good.
Okay. Your leader will break out and lead you out of exile, out through the gates of the enemy city, back to your own land. Your king will lead you. The Lord himself will guide you.
The Bible says the Lord will be your head, which means the Lord is the one that's leading. Oh, you better hear what I just said. It says the Lord is the one that's leading the breakthrough. He's leading the breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. So, can someone put the phone on mute?
Please.
Amen. Amen. All right. So Micah chapter 2 says the breaker goes before them. They break out. They pass through the gates and go out by it. So the king goes before them. The Lord is at the head. The Lord is at the head. He is the one that's leading it. He is the one that leads you into your breakthrough. Amen. So we're dealing with, again, breakthrough. For the purpose of breaking through, for the purpose of breakthrough. Amen. So again, we talked about our theme. Our theme is this. Pay attention that you, as a man or woman of God, you have something to give, regardless of what people think. And what you have to offer is necessary. Everybody say, what I have is necessary.
What I have is necessary.
So one of the things you got to understand that your intercession is necessary. It's not just, oh God, it's not just something you do personally. You have to understand that what God has called you to do, what God has anointed you to do, it is necessary. And here's the part I want you to understand. And it will benefit the individual if they receive what is offered. Amen. It will benefit the individual if they receive what is offered. Your individual intercession, and here it is, your corporate intercession. Everybody say individual intercession.
Individual intercession.
And corporate intercession.
And corporate intercession.
Which means your individual intercession is beneficial and it is necessary, and your corporate intercession is vital. It's what you do with the rest of the body of Christ. See, there are times there comes a corporate anointing for intercession. Oh, God, there is a corporate anointing that comes upon the believer for intercession. And on the other side of that is breakthrough. Did y'all hear what I just said? On the other side is your breakthrough. Now, let's get into today's text. We're going to move fast, and so I need you to stick with me. Amen. Exodus chapter 2. Let's go to Exodus chapter 2. I can still hear some background. If everyone, please, if you can mute your phone, okay, because I still hear background noise. I need everyone to mute your phone except Ronnie, okay? Hallelujah, because it's background noise I can still hear. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 23 through 25, Brother Ronnie.
Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 2, starting at verse 23, the word of God reads, it says, "And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried. And their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them." Wow.
Wow. Now, read that one more time. Read it one more time, because I need you to see the connection.
It says, "And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God, he heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them."
Now, people of God, the thing what I want you to understand, because this is connected to your intercession, this is the Bible talks about their sigh, or the word is groaning. Everybody say groaning.
Groaning.
Groaning. Groaning, which is, it is a form of travailing. It's a form of travailing. So one of the things that you'll see in this passage is that what they're groaning, what they're travailing, what their intercession was connected to. Now, the first thing I want you to write this down, if you're taking notes, that what they're groaning, travailing did. Amen? The Bible says that their groaning and their cry called God to remember his covenant. Oh, God, don't miss that. Their travail, their groaning called God to remember his covenant. See, the thing I want you to understand today, your individual and your corporate intercession, your corporate travail, your corporate groanings is actually what causes God to remember his covenant. The word remember there, that it means this. It means to recall or to be mindful of. It means to recall, and it means to be mindful of. So a covenant, pay attention to this, a covenant was a sacred agreement between God and his people based on their agreement and obedience. And there was conditions to the covenant. Now, one thing you'll understand, the children of Israel had broken their part of the covenant. This was an agreement that God made with his people. Amen. And his people broke their part of the agreement or the covenant. Therefore, what God did, God recalled and called to mind his previous covenant that he made. His previous covenant was made with Abraham. So wherever, because Abraham obeyed and the children of Israel disobeyed, broke the part of their covenant, Abram's prayer, Abram's agreement, Abram's obedience is what caused God to be good to the children of Israel. This was part of his intercession. Amen. Now, how do we know that? The children of Israel, Genesis chapter 18, verse 23. Genesis chapter 18, verse 23, brother.
I hear a lot of background static.
Yeah. Can someone, can everyone mute your phone, please?
Okay, Genesis chapter 18, verse 23. The word of God reads, it says, "And Abraham drew near and said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein?"
Read that one more. Read it one more time.
Okay, 18:23 says, "And Abraham drew near and said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there be 50. Oh, just stop right there?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go to verse 25.
Okay. "And Abraham drew near and said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked? That be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?"
Go ahead.
Brother David, I did not get that passage at all because there was a lot of static. Can you please tell me what that passage was again?
Genesis chapter 18.
Okay. 23, right?
23, yeah. See that verse 25, Brother Ronnie?
Thank you.
Yeah, I read down from 23 to 25.
Okay, start reading the verse 25 on down.
Okay, it says, verse 25, "That be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" And the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes." And Abraham answered and said, "Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will you destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, "If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it." And he spoke unto him again and said, "Peradventure there shall be 40 found there." And he said, "I will not do it for 40's sake." And he said unto him, O Lord, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall be 30 be found there. And he said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." And he said, "Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for 20's sake." And he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for 10's sake." And the Lord went his way. Okay.
Go ahead, read that last part.
"And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto this place."
Stop right there. Now, this is what I want you to understand, people of God. Don't miss this. Please don't miss this. because this is not just a dialogue or a conversation that Abram is having with God. This is Abraham in intercession. This is Abraham in intercession. His intercession sounds like a dialogue between God. His intercession is actually recalling God to his covenant that he made with his people. Now, did you hear what I just said? Abram's intercession is what's causing God to remember his covenant. See, a lot of times when we go before God and we are in prayer, because he's in prayer and he's having his dialogue, but the dialogue is intercession. Come on, I need to say that. The dialogue itself is intercession. And so the very intercession is what's reminding God of his covenant. And this is the thing you and I got to understand. Because whenever you engage with God in intercession, you are not just having a conversation with God. You are not just having a dialogue with God. Your intercession, you're acting in intercession that is reminding God of his covenant. Recalling, and God will recall what he promised. Therefore, whatever's going on in this world today, they talk about a new strand, whatever's going on. Don't you understand you have the power to intercede, to remind God of his covenant? This is, oh God, this is what you are supposed to be doing individually, and this is what you need to be doing corporately. Because your intercession is what, remember, intercession is what get God to intervene. Without intercession, there is no what? Intervention. God cannot intervene without your intercession. Oh, you better hear what I just said. Your intercession is what called God to intervene, and it actually reminds God of his covenant. So you have to have this mindset. Please, people of God, don't miss this. Whenever you are praying, whenever you're interceding, you are not just praying. You are not just interceding. You are reminding God, you are recalling God of his covenant, the covenant that he made. And see, in the New Testament, the covenant was made with the Father and with Jesus. In Old Covenant, the covenant was made with Abraham. Why? Because he was what? The father of faith. And the Bible says God hearkened. God did not destroy the children of Israel because of his intercession. Don't you know whatever's going on in this world, you have the power to alter it? Oh, God, this is what I want you to understand, the power of your intercession. You have the ability to recall God and to remind God of his covenant that he made, that he would not destroy the earth, that he would bless, that he would prosper, that he would heal, that he would deliver. Are you understanding this? Because this is significant. You have to have this mindset every time you go into the presence of God, every time you go in prayer, every time you go in intercession, you are not just praying. You are reminding God of what he promised. You are recalling God to his covenant. Amen? Now, amen. Why is this important? Now, we're going deeper, okay? Go to Romans chapter 8, because we're going to look at the significance of our intercession for breakthrough. Because remember, we're breaking through for the purpose of breakthrough. So what is the significance of our intercession for breakthrough? Remember, we just read that when the children of Israel, they did what? They were travailing and they were groaning. Amen? They were travailing and they were groaning. I need you to get that in your spirit. They were groaning and they were travailing. Okay. This was their intercession. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 8, because we got to look at it in the new covenant. Amen? You got to see verse what it 26. Looks like. Amen? Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. at verse 18 to 23. My God, yeah. We're going somewhere, people of God. Stay with me, because this is very significant. Remember, groaning and travailing. That's what I need you to have in your mind before he read this scripture. I need everyone to understand it. Groaning and travailing, because the Bible says this is what they did. They sighed, they groaned, they travailed. This was their intercession. See, a lot of times we just think this, that they were just crying out for help. No, they were in intercession. No, you missed what I just said. When the children of Israel in bondage, their cry to God when they were in Egypt, that was a form of intercession. Did you hear what I just said, people of God?
Yeah.
Their cry, their groaning and travail, when you study in the original language, is acting intercession. Okay, let's go there. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 to 23. I need you to see it now in the New Covenant. Because this is the significance of intercession.
Hey, I can read it for you, David.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 18 23. Yet what we suffer now is
nothing compared. Start at verse 18. Start at verse 18, brother.
Yeah, I got it. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. All right,
okay.
Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in pains of childbirth right up to the present time. And we as believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. And we too.
Amen. Go ahead.
Oh, it's still
okay,
going to say, we too.
Now, this is the point,
I want
to stop right there. Now,
all right.
Remember, their intercession, they're groaning and travailing with intercession, right? I need you to get the revelation. I need you to catch this. The second thing I need you to understand is this. You ready for this? Get ready, because this is what's in your Bible. The groans and travails of the intercessor are a signal, an indication of earnest expectation. I want you to write that down. Oh, you better hear this. Their groans and travail. The groans and travails of the intercessor. They are a signal or indication of earnest expectation. Everybody say earnest expectation. Earnest expectation. How do we know that? The Bible says in verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly wait for the revealing of the sons of God. So their intercession is actually a signal of earnest expectation, which means when the children of Israel was in bondage and they were crying out, their intercession, their cry was calling God to hear them, was their earnest expectation. They were in earnest expectation, knowing that God was going to deliver. That's why God delivered them. That's why, God, hallelujah. That's why God had to raise up Moses. Why? Because their cry was not a complaint. It was earnest expectation. Did you hear what I just said, people? God, remember, I need you to grab this. Their intercession. See, whenever you go into intercession, your deep groan, your deep travails is an earnest expectation, which means there's faith behind it. And that faith, that earnest expectation, captures the heart of God. It moves the Spirit of God to act. Oh, God, this is El Abu Ramande. This is what your intercession does. Why? Because they was waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God. Now, here we go. Now, according to Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul speaks of three areas of travail and intercession. Okay? The first one is this. I got to move fast because we got to pray. The first one is, write this down, the groan and travail of creation. I want you to write that down. The groan and travail of creation. This is creation itself. How do we know it? Look at verse 22. I'm going to read it. For we know that the whole creation groans and labor with birth pains together until now, which has to do with the earth. The very earth is crying out. The very earth is in travail. It's in groan. Amen. Now, what is in groan for? It is it's in travail. Why? Because of the curse. It's a result of the curse, which is the product of sin. Oh, man, you better hear this. The earth is in travail because it's carrying the curse, which is the result of sin. The sin brought the curse. And now the very land, the very earth is in travail. How do we know that? Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. I want you to write these scriptures down. I don't have the time to get to them, but I want you to write them down. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 17. You'll find it there. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 4 and verse 11. Joel chapter 1 and verse 14. Joel chapter 2, verse 13 through 17. I'm going to say them again because I need y'all to write these down, because I need you to go and read these, because you need to understand what your travailing does. The first one, again, remember, it's because of the curse. The earth was in groaning and travail because it was carrying the curse. Amen. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 4 and verse 11. Joel, chapter 1 and verse 14. Joel, chapter 2, verse 13 through 17. So we see the first era of travail and intercession was creation, the very earth. It's not talking about people. It's talking about the earth itself. Did y'all hear what I just said? The very earth was in travail. Amen. Number two, the groan and travail of the believer. Write that down. The second one is the groan and travail of the believer. Look at verse 23. I'm going to read it real quick. Romans chapter 8 and verse 23, look what it says. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves. He's talking about creation groaning, but also talking about we ourselves, who? The believer, those who have the first fruit of the Spirit. Now, the question is, you got to ask yourself, what is the first fruit of the Spirit? The first fruit of the Spirit is actually the fullness of the Holy Spirit and manifestation. The first fruit of the Spirit is the fullness of the Holy Spirit, which is the fullness of the love of God, the power of God, the glory of God, and the promise of God. The promises of God. I'm going to say them again. It is the first fruit of the Spirit is the fullness of the Holy Spirit in manifestation. It's, oh God, it's when the fullness of the Holy Spirit materializes. And it materializes in four areas. Number one, the love of God. The love of God. Number two, hallelujah, the glory of God.
The power of God.
Number three, the power of God. And number four, the promises of God. See, what you got to understand, your intercession is going to now bring you into the fullness. Elaboramasanda. Woo, glory to God. Oh, come on. You need to lift up your hands right now and receive that. Because as you intercede individually and corporately, you are going to be a partaker of the first fruit of the Spirit, which is the fullness of the Holy Spirit in manifestation. And the people of God, listen, the people who are beneficiary, not just you, but the people on the other side of your intercession is going to receive the fullness of God's love. Mm. They're going to receive the fullness of the glory of God. They're going to experience the fullness of the power of God. And they are going to receive the fullness of the promises of God for them. And see, this is where the church has made its error, because we ourselves have received all of this. We have received all that. We have benefited with the love of God, the glory of God, the power of God, the power, and we're enjoying it. Nothing's wrong with that. But we have got so selfish, we're not interceding for nobody else to come into it. And so when you go into intercession, when you go into groan and travail, God is going to bring you to the place where now he's not just going to allow you to benefit from it. He's going to allow it to flow through you so other people can benefit from it.
Amen.
Oh, my people of God, you better hear this. Woo! God, you are about to be a channel. You're about to be a distribution center for the manifestation of God's love, his glory, his power, and his promises. It's about to flow to you, the people.
Amen.
It's about to flow to you like never before. There are people that is going to benefit from your intercession. Come on, I need you to, you need to really renew your mind to this. You need to get this in your spirit that this is going to now manifest like never before, especially in the times we're living in. That's why God is telling you to shut down your preaching and start praying, start interceding. Why? Because he's ready to manifest some stuff, not just to you, but through you. Woo, glory to God. He bought the manifest through you now. There's about to be the fullness of the manifestation. It's about to flow through your spirit, man. That's why, people of God, when God begins to deal with you about getting in your secret place, when he begins to deal with you about going into hiding with him, you better take advantage of it. You better take advantage when God tells you to shut everything down and start spending time with him. The reason why he's telling you shut things down is not, it's because he has some other people on his mind, not just you. He's not, oh God, he's not just thinking about you. He's thinking about some other people he's trying to reach. He's trying to bless. He's trying to manifest his goodness to them as well. And I'm talking about some people who don't know him. Some people that don't want nothing to do with your God. He is ready to be good to them. People that can't stand God, God is ready to be good to them. But all it is a product of your intercession. And God says, listen, I can't be good to them until you come along with me. I can't manifest my love, my glory, my power to them until you are alone with me, until you learn that you need to come into my presence and you need to allow me to put some groaning and travailing in you. You need to dialogue with me. You need to travail with me. That's why God will have you praying in the Holy Ghost. That's why God will have you praying in the Spirit. Why? Because he is trying to manifest the fullness of God in you and through you. And so guess what? When God starts putting people on your mind, when God starts dealing with you concerning people, you better bust a move. You better be getting posture. Why? Because he's ready to be good to them. Quit thinking about yourself. It ain't about you. I need you to declare this over yourself. It ain't about me. It is not about me. It is not about me. God is ready to manifest some stuff through me. And guess what? When you are yielded to him and he can manifest something through you, he will have it keep coming to you.
Okay.
Did y'all hear what I just said? He will keep it manifested. He'll keep the stream coming to you. He'll keep that blessing coming upon you. Why? Because he know he can trust you to manifest it through you. Glory to God. This is what your intercession does. I got one more, and then we got to pray. I'm getting excited. The last one is this. Y'all ready for this?
Okay.
The last one is the groan and travail of the Holy Spirit. Ah, come on now. Look, the first one is what? The groan and travail of creation. Did y'all get that? The second one is the groan and travail of the believer. And last of all, it is the groan and travail of the Holy Spirit. How do we know this? Romans chapter 8, look at verse 26. Brother Kwame, you still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, read verse 26 and 27. 26 and 27. Look at this, people of God. This is the Holy Spirit now. Everybody, I want you to understand that your intercession is necessary. Here go.
Wait, 1 second. Hold on. I was moving.
Hallelujah.
Around. 1 second. Forgive me, y'all.
It's okay.
Romans 28:27-28.
Yep, verse 26-28.
All right. Romans chapter 8:26-28. Boom. All right. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. You want me to keep going or stop right there?
No, stop right there. So the groan, listen, the groan and travail of the Holy Spirit. Listen, the Bible says in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know what to pray. I want you to get this in your spirit. We don't know what to pray, right? As we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us and through us with groanings too deep for words. Look at verse 27. Now he who's why? Because he is searching the heart and knows what the mind of the Spirit is. Okay? Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit prays the will of God. The Holy Spirit, I want you to write that down. The Holy Spirit always prays the will of God. The Holy Spirit always prays the will of God. That's why you have to get to the place where you allow the Holy Spirit to pray in you and through you. That's why your heavenly language is so important. It's not just because, you know, God gave you a gift. He gave you the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit wants to manifest. Remember, he wants to manifest the fullness. The Holy Spirit wants to pray the will of God. The will of God is what? It is the fullness. The fullness of God's love, God's glory, God's power, and God's promises. This is part of the will of God. And the Holy Spirit is going to pray earnestly for this to manifest in your life. And that is why you have to come to that place. You, oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost, people of God, you have to come to that place where you are absolutely yielded to him. One of the greatest things that you can do in this season right now is stay yielded to the Holy Spirit. Stay sensitive to the Holy Spirit. One of the things I want you to pray, and we're going to pray real quickly. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to keep us sensitive to his moving, to his dealings. He's going to deal with you now concerning other people. He's going to begin to deal with you. There are some people that are on the heart of God right now, that God is ready for them to experience his fullness and he wants to manifest it through you. He wants you to be the vessel of honor meant for the master's use. Now, the question is this. Have you been to the Garden of Gethsemane to surrender your will for his will? I'm going to let that sink in for a moment. Have you actually been to the Garden of Gethsemane to get to that place? Because it's going to take you going to the Garden of Gethsemane to get to that place, because God is waiting for a yes from you. He's waiting for a yes. Will you spend the time prevailing for him that the Holy Spirit can manifest the fullness of the Holy Spirit? You listen, you have the first fruit of the Spirit, but he wants to manifest the fullness of the Holy Spirit, not just to you, but through you. And guess what? I'm telling you, God is going to, the Spirit being poured out is not the one that comes upon you, it's the one that comes up out of you. It's the one that's coming out of your spirit. And that's why God is dealing with some of you in dreams and visions now. Why? Because there is a picture he's trying to show you. He's trying to show you what his original creation is supposed to look like, the new creation.
Wow.
Because the old creation was in travail, but God said it's time for the new creation to rise up and shape the old creation. It has to shift. But it has to be your intercession. It has to be your groans. It has to be your travail. And some of you right now, in the name of Jesus, God is going to now, there's going to be a birth pain. There's going to be some birth pain that's coming. It's just like a pregnant woman. Those birth pains, they're coming. Why? Because God knows it's time to give birth to it. And God knows this season that you are in right now, that, listen, that's why God is telling you right now, get rid of the distractions. The days of being distracted are over. Hear me prophetically. The days of being distracted are over, because your distraction will hinder your destiny. And the destiny is not just you. The destiny is you reaching people. The problem with the body of Christ today is we're no longer people-oriented. And we need to repent. God forgive us, because we got to understand true ministry is about people. It's about reaching people. And we are no longer cognizant about reaching the lost no longer. And that's why we're not seeing the flow, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is not just going to continue to manifest his power and supernatural abilities to the church. He's not. He's ready to do it to those who need him, those who do not have his spirit.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And that is the lost. That is those who don't know him. He's ready to let them experience a foretaste of what you're experiencing. But God can't do it if you're not in intercession, if you're not praying, if you're not seeking the face of God. Let me tell you something. I prophesied it because the Lord told me God is about to deal with every person on this call about really beginning to fast like never before. God is about to take you on an extensive fast. And it will be birthed by the Holy Spirit. It will be from the Holy Spirit. And so when God starts dealing with you about it, a whole month, just fasting. Just water. And guess what? Don't tell them no. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Are y'all ready to pray? I need everyone to unmute yourself. Hallelujah. I need to hear your voice now. Glory to God. I feel the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, because we're about to pray right now. And listen, we're going to take this first couple of minutes to pray in the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is already depositing stuff. I'm seeing stuff in the Spirit already. I'm seeing some deposit that's taking place in your spirit man right now. And I'm telling you, there is an impartation. There is a download. There are downloads. This message is being downloaded in your spirit. And I want you to hear it over and over again. Why? The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing. You can't just hear this one time and expect to get the fullness of the revelation of it. You got to go back into the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit unveil, disclose his mind to you. I'm telling you, people of God, you have the mind of Christ. And the Spirit of God is going to disclose this revelation even on a whole nother level to you. Are you ready to pray? If you have your heavenly language, I need you to pray in the Spirit right now. Come on, I need everyone to unmute yourself. If you got the Holy Spirit, I want you to pray in the Spirit. If you don't, pray in your English language. But I need everyone right now praying in the Spirit. Come on, open up your mouth. I need to hear everyone praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit, because God's about to speak to you. God's about to deal with you about your intercession. Come on, open up your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Let me hear you. Come on. Unmute yourself and let's pray in the Spirit. Let's go, people. Hallelujah. Come on. Wake up. Wake up. Let's do it. Pray in the Spirit. I need to hear you. Reba solamante. Come on. Open up your mouth and pray in tongues. Come on. Come on, Roba Kalamande. I need some participation right now. This is a serious moment. This is nothing to play with. Open up your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Reba Solamande Lema. Reba Sotele Baba Ranta. Reba Lebo Randa. Come on, people. Let the river flow. Haleba Sondele Mantili. Come on, pray.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Come on, ground, travail, reba sola babia.
Rebo shandare.
Come on, that's it.
Roba
babia.
Spirit
of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, I have given your people your word as you have given it to me. In the name of Jesus, come on, don't stop praying in the tongues as I'm praying. Father, I declare and decree now that, God, there is a overshadow. There is an overshadow. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you now that you would overshadow your people right now. And I'm asking you that there will be a download. There will be a download in the name of Jesus, that there would be a revelation that would rise up out of their spirit, O God. In the name of Jesus, I declare that there will be a deep groaning, a deep travail of intercession. I thank you that they will now begin to receive the first fruit of the Spirit. in the name of Jesus for the purpose of the fullness of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray in the Spirit, people. I declare in the name of Jesus that their eyes are open to see. Their eyes are open to see. In the name of Jesus, I declare, God, that there is a shift. I declare there's a shift in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I release the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, I thank you that there's a greater conviction of the Holy Spirit. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, that the fullness of your power, the fullness of your promises, the fullness of your glory, the fullness of your love. Oh, God, I thank you that is rising up on the inside of them, and there is a flow now. There is a flow now. In the name of Jesus, I speak now that there is a release. There is a release in Jesus. Come upon the people of God now. In the name of, there it is, there it is. Receive it in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on, come on, ministers praying in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is ministering to your spirit even now. In the name of Jesus. Oh man, I wish I was there right now. I would lay hands on some of you because something is stirring up. There's some gift that's about to be activated in the name of Jesus. The days of things being dormant are over with. I'm telling you, there is an awakening. There is awakening. There is an awakening. Yes, God, I hear that. In the name of Jesus, there is an awakening. My God, I see it, Holy Spirit. There's awakening of vision. There's awakening of dreams. In the name of Jesus, the language of the Spirit is being communicated to you right now. The language of the Spirit. Come on. The language of the Spirit is being communicated to you right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, we receive. Lord, we believe we receive. We receive it. In the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Give me 60 more seconds of praying in the Spirit. Come on, 60 more seconds of praying in the Spirit. Thunder. In the name of Jesus, God, I decree. God, I decree. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. 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 There's some things about the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we believe we receive. Now, let me get everyone's attention real quickly. Hallelujah. Because I know God is communicating something.
Yeah.
Sister Teresa, you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Okay, listen. As we were just praying right now in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit brought your name to my attention. And the Holy Spirit told me to tell you that you're about to flourish now. You're about to flourish now in another dimension now. And one of the reasons why is because the Lord told me to tell you this is a time of transitioning for you now. get ready for another level of transition is spiritually now. You are about to flourish in your prayer life. You're about to flourish. There is another level that God is ready to take you, and God has removed the fear out of you to take you to the next level now. And because of the things that you've been through, I hear the Holy Spirit says you've qualified. God has qualified you now to now go to the level in which your intimacy with him is going to be so prevalent. It's going to be so prevalent. I'm telling you, you are going to begin to experience, Sister Teresa, the presence of God on a whole nother level. And this will be a sign. This will be an indication that you are flourishing. And God said you have passed the test. You have passed the test. And so God said this will be a time now that you're going to grow. There's a level of maturity that God has brought you to. And the Lord said to tell you that there is a hedge of protection around you. You have been praying for your family. You've been praying, and the Lord told me to tell you, don't worry about it no more. The hand of the Lord is upon your family. And all those that you have prayed for, all those that you've been standing in the gap, God said, get ready. They will now begin to receive the fullness. They will now begin to see the manifestation of God's love. Because the love of God concerning those who you've been praying for is about to materialize. Hear the word of the Lord. I speak as a prophet. It's going to manifest, and I'm telling you, it's going to manifest before the end of this year. You will see it. And I hear the Lord say, you will see it with your very eyes, because I am now going to show you my faithfulness. I'm going to show you how faithful I am to you, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Now, people, there I will receive that. Receive that right now, because the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. Now, listen, people, I need everyone else to listen to me. I'm in the prophetic now. I need you to stay tuned right now, because, listen, I heard the Holy Spirit also says that there is now being communicated the language of the Spirit. The language of the Spirit is now being communicated to you, every person on the call, which means if you have never seen a vision, if you have never dreamed before, get ready, because God is going to communicate on this level now. God is not just going to speak to you through his voice and through the word. I hear the Lord say, I'm going to start showing you things in the realm of the Spirit. Visions and dreams are now being communicated to every person on this call. I'm telling you prophetically, you better hear this, and you better declare, Lord, I receive it, because as sure as my name is David Armstrong, the Holy Spirit says, tell the people, I will now communicate the language of the Spirit to them. So get ready for trances. Get ready for visions. Get ready for the realm of the Spirit to open up to you. See, this ain't something that just God does with apostles and prophets. For those who are in fire, that's for anyone. Who will make themselves available to be communicated by the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, if you are born again, if you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, what's going to be communicated over the next 30 days, I'm telling you, the language of the Spirit and visions and dreams is going to happen. Joel chapter 2 is going to be a reality for your life. Lord, I need you to declare, Lord, I believe I receive. See, people, God, whenever Lord, the prophetic word, and I'm gonna teach you this, whenever the prophetic word, you gotta declare, Lord, I receive it. Because the moment you receive it, the moment you receive the download, the moment you receive the deposit. It's just like if somebody deposit $100 or $100,000 in your bank account. That's what just happened in your spirit. That's what just happened in your spirit, man. And that's why, listen, people of God, your spirit, man, is going to be so sensitive. Yeah. Now, hear the word of the Lord. I'm saying this to every person. Now, I need you to really hear this. If you don't hear nothing else I said, I'm speaking prophetically right now. I'm in the prophetic office right now. Listen, people of God, hear me and hear me well. In this season, why God is doing this, you must be careful what you are watching. You better be careful what you're allowing in your spirit.
Yes, oh God.
I don't care social media, television, because there is a level of purity that God expects. If God is going to communicate the way he intends, you're going to have purity on your mind. You cannot be watching anything. You can't just be hearing anything.
That's right. Yeah.
You got. I don't care if it's a movie or whatever, and I'm speaking to myself. I don't care if it's Netflix or whatever. You're going to have to shut some things down in this season right now because the Holy Spirit says, guess what? Whatever you're watching, it cannot vex the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because, listen, once it vexes the Holy Spirit, you just shut down his language.
Yeah.
No, you missed what I just said. The moment you allow something impure to come in, you just shut down the language. The Holy Spirit can't communicate to you, even though he intends to do it.
Amen. Amen.
Some of you, God going to tell you, listen, don't even watch television. Don't even watch Netflix. Why? Because most of the movies and television is demonic anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
People of God, I'm telling you, we are in serious times now. And God is ready to communicate on a whole nother level to the believer. Why? Because there are some people he's going to start placing in your spirit to intercede for.
Amen.
And if God can't communicate to you because there is a blockage in your spirit, and there's a hindrance because of something you've been watching, has shut down the flow, that shut down the grace, to shut down what? The fullness. I'm telling you, listen, the days of driving on a half a tank is over with.
Amen. Amen.
Why? Because, listen, if you're driving on a half a tank, you can't get to your destination.
Amen.
Hello?
Oh, come on.
You can't. You need the fullness. You need God to fill you up. I need you to start declaring it. Father, I yield to the fullness. I yield. Come on, say it. I need you to say, Lord, I yield to the fullness.
I yield to the fullness.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Now, this is the thing. Now, this is the thing, and I'm going to close right here. I need you to hear that. I need you now to make a covenant with God. I need you to make a covenant with your eyes. I need you to make a covenant with your eyes. I hear the Lord say, I need you to make a covenant with your eyes that in this season you're careful what you're watching, what you're allowing in your spirit.
Be careful.
Social media, news, movies, whatever. And let me tell you something. The moment you do, there's going to be a conviction of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is going to convict you. I'm telling you what he's telling me to tell you right now. They're the conviction of the Holy Spirit. So be careful what you're watching in this season. And I'm telling you, it's going to manifest in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you right now, what you have just received this morning is the fullness of the Holy Spirit to now deliver it to those whom it's for.
Amen.
You have received. You listen, you already have the first fruit of the Spirit, but this morning you have received the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And the fullness of the Holy Spirit is not for you. It's for those. You already got the fullness of the Holy Spirit when you got born again. But now he is ready to manifest himself through you. In the name of Jesus. Come on. I need everyone to declare, Lord, I believe I receive it.
I believe,
Lord, I receive it.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Listen, does anyone have any questions? Remarks or anything, please say, may I speak, so everybody don't say that at the same time. If anyone has any comment, if you've been blessed by the word, if you received this morning, you have a comment you would like to elaborate very briefly, I'm giving you an opportunity to do that because I know the word hit your spirit this morning. Amen. Is there anyone?
Yeah. Uh-oh. I can't find my stuff. Hallelujah.
I'm just grateful. This group, because my daughter brought me on, and she was brought on by Ashley, I believe. And so I feel blessed to be here on Saturday morning, and I appreciate it. And I just humbly accept what the Lord has given me today, and I will do my best. to obey.
Amen.
Obedience, sacrifice. Yeah, I've been saying obedience is better than sacrifice. I don't know why, but it's been said all week long in this household.
So hallelujah.
Lord, for you, Brother Armstrong, and Sister Kathy, and the rest of the group, and I just pray to the Lord, and I will continue to come on Saturday morning.
Amen.
All right, come on. So anyone else?
All right. I appreciate that. I appreciate you taking your mornings. I want to briefly piggybacking on what you said concerning that it's really not about us. Amen. It's really about others. And once we are focused on others, then God will go to work on our behalf for the things that we've, you know, desire. And I was looking at Mark chapter 2, verse 17. It says, and when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. And I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. So this is this message this morning was awesome. It is very vital that we get our eyes off of us, because we're already secure. We're already taken care of, and we really do need to begin to groan. That was the part that really stood out to me a lot. The groanings and the travailings is not necessarily for us, but it's for the expectation. And God uses expectation to, he said, the prayers of the righteous avails much. So that's part of the expectation. So I really appreciate the word this morning. I just really, really, really take heed to this word. It is vitally important. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else, Brother Ronnie, Janice Freeman? Anyone else? Come on. I know some other people. Come on. Hello.
Amen. What about Shia?
Hallelujah.
Amen. When I when we started to pray, I just felt so impressed that the Lord was saying that people are perishing. People are perishing for lack of knowledge of him, lack of knowledge of his goodness, of his love, of his grace, of his mercy, of what he has already done.
Yeah.
I just felt that so strong. Perishing. And our confession is for them. It's to help them to open their eyes and to know who God really is, the real God, the real one true God. And I just felt that in my spirit, that the Holy Spirit was so grieved that it's just the lack of knowledge. And we have that knowledge. We hold that knowledge, and we can't hold that knowledge back. We have to spread that knowledge.
Huh.
Spread it like seed, because His word is the seed. His word is the seed. And we are the sowers of that seed. I felt that so much. And then right now, when Sister Kathy mentioned the book of Mark, I turned and I read here, chapter 4 of Mark, verse 24. It says, then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given.
Yes.
So we need to listen with open ears, and then we have to, like Brother David said, we have to be yielded, so that when the opportunity to sow the seed comes, we will be quick to do it. And then God will be the one doing the watering, or he will send the next person to do the watering, but we are the source of the seed of his word. And we need to be more active in that. That's just what I felt.
Amen.
I want to say this. I want to say this real quick before someone else speaks. Listen, the Bible declares this. I need you to really hear this. Too much is given, much is required.
Right.
I'm going to say it again. Too much is given, much is required. God will now require more from you based on the level of word you are now receiving. I'm going to say that again. God will require more from you based on the level of word you are receiving, which means you are now eating on another level. Hello? You are now eating on another level, which means that the milk of the word is no longer your portion. Ah, come on now. You better get this. You are now eating the meat of the word. And because you are eating the meat of the word, God says there is a level of accountability of that word that you are now eating on that is now required.
Yes.
Which means, guess what? When you start eating on this level, guess what? You can't just let anybody feed you now. You can't, listen, you can't just go and sit at anybody's table and eat. That's why you got to be careful what people are feeding you. You need to be eating on the level in which you're being fed. You can't go backwards. Your days of going back to the milk are over with. It's not for you. Why? Because you haven't developed, you don't have a taste no longer for that. Hey, God has actually given you a whole nother appetite for a different type of word that you are receiving. Why? Because you have graduated. You have been promoted. You are eating on another level. And then the second thing the Lord said to me is this. He said, tell the people there are, and I'm going to use this in a vernacular way, but you'll understand it when I say it. Your earnest expectation that God has deposited in your spirit is like your faith on steroids.
Mm.
Oh, y'all, come on. Y'all need to grab this. I said, your earnest expectation, which is your faith on steroids, it means, listen, you are not just operating in the faith that you had when you got born again. You have the faith of God. You don't just have faith in God. You have the faith of God. You have God's faith.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have God's faith, the gift of faith is going to begin to function and operate through you, and you're going to begin to see the gifts of the Spirit manifest through your life like never before. Get ready for miracles to break out, not just when you're in church, but while you're at the house, while you're at the supermarket, while you're at the gas station. The gift of faith. Guess what? The word of knowledge and the word of wisdom is going to flow on a whole nother level. You're going to walk up to a stranger and God is going to give you a word for them. A word that's going to lift their spirit. Word that God's going to give you is going to bring people out of instant depression. People who are depressed and people are ready to give up and commit suicide, God is going to give you an instant word that's going to bring them out. I'm telling you, God's going to give you a word that's going to bring instant deliverance. Hallelujah. No, you better see, I told y'all how to receive the word. You better say, Lord, I believe I received it. I'm speaking prophetically. God is going to give you a word, and I'm telling you, but before you open up your mouth, God is going to manifest something through you that's going to raise them up.
Amen.
People who are dealing with alcoholism, listen, they're going to be instantly, they're going to come in your presence and be instantly sober.
Amen.
Oh, come on. Lord, I received that for myself. Lord, come on, y'all better receive the word. I'm telling you, I ain't playing with this thing. The Holy Spirit says, I'm telling you, anyone who is bound, anyone who is dealing with any issue in their life, when they come in contact with you, they're going to be delivered. Why? Because when they come in contact with you, they are coming in contact with the God that's on the inside of you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? And guess what? That's why you got to open up your mouth and now allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. The days of being timid are over with. The days of great boldness. I feel that prophetic anointing again. I'm telling you, the days of great boldness is coming upon my people, says the Spirit of God. Great boldness will now manifest to a people who have yielded to me, who have surrendered to, who have made themselves available. I will speak to them. I will minister to them. I will use them, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
And there will be a boldness. There will be a authority that the likes of which people have not yet expected shall now come upon them, and you shall speak with such clarity, says the Lord. You will speak with accuracy and clarity, and with my wisdom, says the Spirit of Grace. My wisdom shall now be your portion. My wisdom, Telaburanda, shall now be your portion. So yield to me, says the Lord, and I shall use you on a whole nother dimension. For this is my desire. For this is my desire. And I desire to use the people who have said yes to me, those who are willing, those who are available. I shall use you, and I shall minister in you and through you. For the time, as I said through my prophet, is now upon you, and you are now responsible, and you are now accountable to hearken unto my voice. For as I spoke through my prophet, I am now speaking to you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, lift up your hands and say, Lord, I believe I receive, and I will obey.
And I will obey. Lord,
it's all about your obedience. In Jesus' name,
amen
and amen. Anyone have any prayer requests? Oh, go ahead. I forgot. If anyone else has anything to say before we do our prayer request and be dismissed.
Phenomenal word, man of God. Extraordinary, above and beyond, exceedingly abundantly. Hallelujah. I just thank God for breaking through my breakthrough. And man, that right there was heavy hitter. Thank you, man of God. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Thank you. Anyone else?
I have a prayer request.
Go ahead. Anyone have a prayer request?
I do. My brother has a 24-year-old son who is very ill. He has some kind of a brain syndrome, and the doctors have told him that it is on the final stage, and they are of a different religion, and most every religion looks into the Bible to try to refute what the Bible says. And one time I told the Lord a long time ago, Lord, I don't know what to do with my brother because he's disrespecting you in my house, and all I ever got from God was just love him. And he's going through the, very possible loss of his son. And I just want to pray for them that the Lord gives my nephew a chance to accept the Lord, and they're in Houston and I'm over here. So I'm just trusting God that somebody in the hospital will come by and give him an opportunity. So I just want to pray for the whole family because they need to know the true God.
I want Sister Linda to cover that prayer request. Sister Linda?
Right before she does, I want to put this in your mind first, that we don't have to be present, that we can send the word like the centurion said. I don't have to be there. But I'm a man of authority, and so you are a man of authority, and so we recognize God as Jesus as the authority. And so all we have to do is send the word. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. All right, Hallelujah. Sister Linda.
We
agree, Father.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify
you.
We glorify you, Lord. My Father, we bathe you in our love, my Father God. We love you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory and we lift you up. We magnify you. We say you are the Lord of all lords and the King of all kings, my Father. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that when you died and you became the sacrifice on the cross, you did it for one and all, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your arm is not short, that it cannot reach out to each and every person that is in need of you, my Father. Lord, that you are not limited by human limits, Father God. I thank you, Lord, you see the end from the beginning. You see everything all at once. You are all-knowing, all-powerful.
Yes.
Lord, that this has come for your glory, my Father. For your glory, my Father. We claim this situation for your glory, my Father. Thank you, Lord. Heart, you open ears. You open eyes right now in the name of Christ. I thank you, Lord, that this will not pass without you being glorified. You are almighty. You are almighty, God. And you created me, Father God. You created him, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you draw men unto yourself, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that this is part of our household, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you've already, Father God, extended your hand out, Father God. That you have already put in place the laborers that are needed for the situation, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you from the beginning, Father God, have a plan for how this situation is going to play out, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you have infused us with faith, Father God, for this situation, Lord. I pray, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that my uncle, that my aunt, Father God, that the scales will fall. The scales must fall in the name
of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
They must. They must. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for every way that you pursue us, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you are righteous. I thank you, Lord, that you are just. And I thank you, Lord, that you have made a promise and a covenant with us, Lord God. Father God, I pray that we would keep our end of the covenant and you would keep your end of the covenant, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for every promise that you have made.
Yeah,
Jesus, I just plead the blood of Jesus over my cousin, Louis. I plead the blood of Jesus over the mind and the heart of my aunt. God, that this is war and that you are a warrior and that you have made us to be warriors alongside of you, my Father God. I thank you, Lord, that there is no enemy stronger than you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And Father God, our household is yours, Father God.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus Christ. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yes, oh God.
I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that you have a place prepared for us, Father God. And that, Lord, you will not let anyone slip out of this world without being given the opportunity to receive your Son. So, thank you right now for the word that you send forward, Father God, because your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, Father God. And it will accomplish what you send it to do, Father God.
Messiah.
Of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and Messiah.
Christ, Father, we expect miracles. We expect you to act as you have said to us you would, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We take the illness and we say go. Go in the name of Jesus. And we call your laborers forth, Father God. We call your word forth. We call your spirit forth, Father God, to penetrate whatever room Ilui is in, whether in the hospital or in his very home, Father God. That you would penetrate his atmosphere, Lord, with your power.
Thank you, Jesus.
All honor and glory and praise, God. And we await with expectant hearts, Father God, what you have to show us, because you will be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to close out. People got, I need, when we get off the line, Angie, if you're on here, if you can call me today. And I need this week, Sister Teresa, I need you to put on a day when you can talk to me this week. So I need to talk to Sister Teresa this week. So let me know whatever day you're available and just give me a call. And I need Angie to call me today. Angie, if you're on here, I need you to call me today. Amen. And also, I want to give everyone opportunity, because I really feel impressed with the Lord to do this. I want to give everyone opportunity. The Lord is really impressed in my spirit for you to sow into this word for any reason that you are looking for a breakthrough, because there are some areas in the financial area that God is going to break through. Some people on here, you're going to get, there's a financial release breakthrough, but they're the seed. And so listen, I'm going to give you the opportunity, if you have been blessed by the word and you are believing for a financial breakthrough in the area of financial, I want you to sow. Amen. Again, remember, I taught everyone concerning sowing. This was an opportunity. If you've been blessed, I want you to sow. Again, you can go to our website, ignitefiretoday.com. If you're giving by Cash App, it is $ connect with us. If you're giving by Zelle, it is our phone number, 562-986-3930. That's my personal number, through Zelle. However way, you can inbox me, and I'll tell you if you want to sow. I want you to sow into this word, because I believe God's going to do something significant. So, again, I need Angie to call me today, and Sister Teresa this week, whatever day you're available, call me, okay?
I will.
Amen. God bless you, everyone. Listen, don't forget August 21st, Global Ministry of, our prophetic community meeting, and also August the 12th is at 7 p.m. is our global ministry intercession. So you can go to the website, and those dates are there. Make that adjustment so everyone can come out. I'm be laying hands on everyone. And so help me get the word out. Also, I want to remind you, get some people on the 7 a.m. prayer. Please do the work of an evangelist and reach out some people, because it's very important that you are sharing this to get people in this time of prayer, because the government saying there's another stand and stuff. We don't receive that, because we don't operate by the government. Yeah. But we want to be sensitive during this time to see what the Holy Spirit is communicating to us with as our part. What do we do? And we listen to our God. We don't listen to the government. So you need to be in prayer and seeing what God is telling you to do. Amen. And whatever he tells you to do, like Mary said, do that. Amen. God bless you. Sister Angie, give me a call. God bless you, everyone. Have a wonderful day. And I'll see you next week.
I'll be like, man, it was a joke. I'm not saying you ain't with God or you don't believe. But you,
also, these calls are recorded too, so it'll be on the website if you want to re-listen to it.
It's not even.